Hello and welcome, Pro U Podcast, episode number 447, Being Present, Being Aware. Double title. Yep, I felt it was needed. So, just got done recording. Fabulous Sunday morning, quiet, peaceful. I've not had one of those in a long time. And I was sitting outside and I was just hit me like it had been a while since I had done the podcast, and I checked it had been 3 weeks, and I was like, wow, I hadn't really kept track. I was like, I got, you know, notes, I record a podcast, you know, it takes a little bit longer, I wait a little bit longer, but I didn't know if I had gone 3 weeks in between or not before. And I just stopped, and I was outside, you know, chilling with Zen in the morning, and I just went and got some paper, and I'm like, well, let me just think back. And it was kind of cool to realize that I've been, you know, doing really well, like really well mentally. Like, you know, last week I just felt like this level of peace, and I'm thinking, okay, but I wasn't, you know, taking the notes, I wasn't writing stuff down for the, and it's like, well, I'm not like trying to like capture moments. I'm not, you know, oh, I got to record this moment. Oh, I got to remember this. Oh, I got to show this, share this. Oh, I got to post this. You know, that's not in the forefront of my mind before. Because, you know, you walk, you know, if you got three Instagram accounts, you know, you're looking for videos, you know, Zen doing something, this for the art, whatever you're going to make, you know, do, you know, it's just on your mind. And all of a sudden you cut all that stuff out. And I'm just living for me. I'm just doing me. And when you're present, you're just being, and therefore there weren't any notes, life notes, sticky notes, client notes, motion notes at all. But I thought back, and I came up with enough, because I just wanted to, you know, check in, give an update, share what's going on. And, you know, as I finished, it was like, you know, I love the fact that I keep saying the same thing. You know, I started the podcast saying, you know, certain phrases. Pro you, it's about you, for you, by you, deem yourself worthy. And here I am seven and a half years later, you know, episode 447, and my message is the same. I've gotten better at it. It's served me better. I'm in a great place. So I'm like, okay, this definitely has value. I've been saying this for 7.5 years, but now I'm getting better at saying it. Because I'm doing things that serve me better. So I'm becoming a better version of me. And then hopefully I can articulate and share that experience. And hopefully it resonates with people. Because again, why I do what I do. You know, you come to my well, you buy the water I sell. That's it. But as I always say, it is free. If you have any questions, comments, want to share something, want to ask a question, please shout out to me at proupodcast@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. Hope you are well. Hope you're navigating your path to the best of your ability. Thank you for listening and enjoy. Hello, hello, hello. It is moi. How are you doing? So it is a very cool morning, because, you know, in the past, when I recorded the most is Sunday morning. I get up, it's quiet, and I do it. And I just haven't been able to do that, mainly, I believe, in the past few weeks because of the heat. And there were fans on and AC on. And so it was just kind of, you know, difficult to find that quiet time to record. But Zen got up extra early today. And we get back from our run, walk, and jog walk. And we sit outside for a bit. And I was like, it's been a while since I've recorded a podcast. And it was just... And I checked on the calendar, and it had been 3 weeks. And I don't know, I haven't really kept track. I think I've kind of just accidentally always kind of gone every other week, twice a month, without really thinking about it too much. So it just seemed like, not every week, but every 2 weeks, I would come up with, you know, some notes, some sticky notes, some, you know, scenarios, some stories or something that had happened. And I just have no sticky notes. I had no life notes, no Mosier notes, no nothing. And I was like, okay. And so I just sitting outside and I was like, okay, so if I think back over the last 3 weeks, you know, what, there wasn't anything happening. I wasn't having, you know, personal growth moments, client moments, you know, what was going on. And right away it kind of came to me. This is my theory. Could be wrong. I don't think I am, but my theory. In acting, you'd get your lines. And I was pretty good at memorizing lines. But sometimes you'd get so into the moment, you'd lose the line. And the teacher would always be like, no, that's cool. You were way into it, you know, and that, you know, what kind of happens. So the title that I came up, Being Present, Being Aware, was kind of what I've been experiencing. It's just really being aware how I am all the time throughout the day. But being present. So I think this is where I'm leading it. It's kind of partly due to, like, you know, not posting stuff on social media. So when I'm going through something, I'm not like, oh, I'm going to capture this. I'm going to video this. Oh, I should write that. You know, there's that back of my mind going, look, I got these Instagram account, Facebook account, podcast. You know, I should always be taking notes. So it was kind of partly, I'm just being. I'm not trying to, you know, capture it, share it, you know, anything external. It's just all internal. But that's what helps me be present and be in the moment and stay focused. And when I thought of, okay, well, you know, why haven't I, you know, just taken, you know, any notes, sort of like that. I like, well, it wasn't, you know, because again, if I'm like, oh, that was a cool moment, I'll just write a little note. And I'm like, I don't have any of those. But when I thought back, I go, well, there were some cool little moments there. So I went in the house, I got some paper, and I started writing down some notes. So it was a kind of a cool moment. It was like, no, there were some things happening. I mean, I can go in the house right now with these notes and record a podcast, and I'll be good. Kind of like an update. And I thought, but I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed just doing me, not thinking about sharing it, not, you know, what it means to other people or how I could talk about it or how I could phrase it or whatever. And so to me, that was kind of a cool thing. So my note was, you know, not focused on capturing the moment, not focused on sharing the moment, just being in the moment, loving what is. So I sent a quote to Scott, and it was kind of like, you know, him and I, we just, like, our chats are like, you know, pretty heavy duty. And so we're you know, and then I go out through the rest of the day and I'm thinking, and I'll text him later in the day, and then, you know, next morning he'll have a thought and text me, you know. So it's like we're kind of have this continual conversation going all about the same stuff. And it was, I think it was like 2 days ago, but I just kind of felt I was thinking about this one thing all day long. And Scott had been kind of sharing what he was going through, and he asked how I was doing. And I was like, you know, I'm actually doing really good. And he's like, okay, Tom, don't need to show off. And I'm like, no, but in this way of, I don't think, like, closer you get to to understanding it, the easier it becomes. And this is what I came up with, and I'll continue with my little tangent there. At the end of the day, the only bad in my life is that which I allow my mind to create. And I just loved that quote because, you know, I mean, everything I wrote about, like at the end of the day, the only bad is that which I allow my mind to create. So I've identified mind is not my friend. You know, the heart pumps blood, lungs creates oxygen, the mind creates thoughts. Got really nothing to do with me, but I am in control. If I let that monkey mind just go, it'll just create a whole story that it's not even true. And it will bring worry and stress and doubt and fear. Now, none of that's in my reality. It's just in my mind. So it's just kind of cool. Like at the end of this day, I end up going, you know, just, and it wasn't like, oh, I want to write a quote. Oh, I should do this. But like, it just came out and it was just worded like that. At the end of the day, here I sit. And with complete clarity, I have no bad right now in my life. I have food. I have shelter. I have clothing. I have health. Like, I am fine. I go, where's the bad? The only bad is when my mind starts thinking about stuff that's not in my control tomorrow, yesterday, blah, blah, blah. So I'm telling Scott, I go, I just feel like I've been doing better at that. Like, not really thinking about yesterday, not really thinking about tomorrow. And, you know, like, my, well, okay, so it's, and there's part of me going, well, I'm just taking the easy way out. And I'm like, well, after 57 years, you get to take the easy way out. Because like I said, it's just easier. It's just easier to be me. I mean, I get up and, you know, do my thing and, you know, do my thing with Zen and, you know, come home and eat and then, you know, whatever I'm going to do, client, you know, takes into the puppy bar, park, come back. And I'm like, I did that yesterday. I did that today. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm like, it's just, now, there is war in Ukraine. There's starvation in South Africa. The climate, you know, is way out of whack. Florida experiencing just true devastation. And there will always be these things. And I'm not saying, okay, so make light of them. I'm like, no, there's always going to be bad things in the world. There just are. And what are we? What am I supposed to do about that? And I've been saying it for a while. You want to really have an impact on the world? Be the best version of yourself. Well, think about that. You want to have an impact on the people closest to you? Be the best version of yourself. You want to have a good life? Be the best version of yourself. You want to live life with a purpose, with intention, have clarity, perspective? Be the best version of yourself. And then, you know, and I've said this, you know, repetitively, if everyone in the world was the best version of themselves, yeah, I guarantee you, a lot of this stuff would not be happening. So, I can't stop the war in Ukraine. I can't solve the hunger problem in South Africa. I cannot change the climate or where it's headed. And, you know, Ian hit Florida. It's done. You know what I mean? The devastation has happened. There's nothing I can do for that. But every day I can get up and strive to be the best me. Even if I have a bad day, I can be like, okay, don't judge that. Don't critique that. Wow, that was a great version of me. If I'm not getting in my way, if I'm not judging myself, if I'm not critiquing myself, if I'm not thinking about yesterday, if I'm not thinking about tomorrow, all I'm focused on is today, it's just not that hard. I mean, I'm being completely honest. I'm like, okay, I got to feed Zen. I got to eat, run what errands, train a client, or, you know, stretch. For, you know what I mean? It's like, all right. And the more I do that, the better I get it. That's when Scott said, how you doing? I said, well, I mean, it was kind of like shock coming out of my mouth. I said, it's actually last, you know, little bit, I've been like really good. Like, because there's that feeling of I can sustain this. You know, again, there's really, really bad in the world. My life is not perfect, but where I am, where I'm focused, you know, where I reside is in a, like a great place, like the best place I've ever been. So I wrote, what can I do? You know what I can do? I can do what I'm doing. Is it working? Yeah. How do you know it's working? Because I feel the best I've ever felt. And this is something that I went on to with Scotty. I go, I told me also a large part of that is letting go. Letting go, accepting, controlling what I can, and letting go what I can't control. So again, when you just go, oh, I can't control that. Yeah, I can't. That's out of my head. Okay, that I can control. Okay, focus on that. All right, that's, I mean, it's, I don't think it's difficult at all to distinguish between the things you can control and the things you can't control. I mean, it's quite obvious. You got little ability to change yesterday. You have any impact on tomorrow, today. So it's like, okay, well, there wipes out all that. So what do you really have today? That's literally all that's in your control is today. Now, in the context of today, what you say, your words, your thoughts, your actions, what you put in your mouth, who you hang out with, who you associate with, where you go, how you spend your time. So there's this power in that because it goes, oh, it's about me. Today is about me, my choices, what I choose to do. And when you start getting filled with that, it helps decrease the want, need, desire to think about yesterday or think about tomorrow. Because those thoughts do not serve you. So you kick out what doesn't serve you. Means there's less in there. Less in there means it's easier to organize, easier to see. You have better clarity. So you start making better decisions. And then you make better decisions for you because you have better clarity, and then you feel better. And then, you know, 2 and 2 is 4. And I'm like, okay, so that's what you do. Got it. I don't need to figure that out anymore. You know, there's 3 buttons next to your bed when you wake up. If you push each button, you'll have a better day. Would you push them? Yes, rhetorical. But it's probably going to take a little effort, a little time and energy to push those buttons, so to speak. So I was, you know, telling a client, this is the same story. And I was like, the ability to kind of let go. Like, I was completely stressed, worried about money my entire life. And at one point, my ex was like, you know, when you didn't really have money saved, you had debt, you were stressed. When you had less debt, had more money coming in, you were stressed about money. She goes, now you don't have debt, have some money saved, have money coming in, and you're stressed about money. And I was like, wow. And it just hit me. Obviously, here I am still speaking about it. But it really stuck with me. And I'm like, well, that's just the, and now you fast forward. I'm like, yeah, there's the, well, my mind's going to worry about money. All right, well, let me know when you're done, mind. What? No. You just stop that thing. And I remember, I don't know when it was exactly. I want to say within the last 2 to 3 years. And I don't know when it was, but I remember this moment where it just kind of clicked. I was like, whatever. You know, like, like, you know, I have some savings. So if, you know, I can't pay rent, I'll, you know, whatever. If something happens, like, I have money. Like, when my money's gone, then it's like, okay, now you should worry or something. You know, but it's like right now, like, could you erase that worry? And it happened. And in that same month, I had money for rent. I've been going into my savings. And then it was like, I just had money. I had money for rent. I had money for my bills. And you fast forward, and I was telling this to the client, I go, I've not made any more money. But there's months when I, you know, end of the month comes around, I pay rent, pay it early, and have a little extra that I save. And I'm like, well, I'm not making any more. How does that happen? I'm like, well, obviously I'm spending less. And I'm like, but it wasn't a conscious choice. Like, I'm going to spend less money so I can, you know, pay my, you know, I was just being me. I didn't think I was spending a lot. I didn't think I was, you know, whatever, you know. Thought I was always pretty, you know, a frugal person. But I started realizing that there was less I was doing, less places I was going, less ways I was spending money. And it's because I was content. I was peaceful. I was good. I didn't need all these external things. You know, I didn't need to buy certain things to get that kind of feel good thing and then bring it home and then, you know, apply it and use it and then build stuff and make stuff and go places and da 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 da, you know, just like this busy work. And you look at, and I think I shared this with a client, but it's like you look at my whole life and I'm like, it was completely distracting myself from the inevitable, which is what happened at, you know, 48 and 50. It's like, okay, I'm going to stop doing all that stuff and I'm going to figure something out. I mean, at least one thing before I'm gone, you know, and that's what's going on in my world, my head. And you fast forward and I'm like, wow. And that's why now that question, why? So I'm like, I'm going to do this right away. This like higher self, this voice is like, why? And right away it's like, it's not a great answer, or I can't answer it, or it's an external kind of like, well, I'm looking for some sort of, you know, reward or validation. And this higher voice is like, yeah, that's why you ain't doing it. You ain't going to spend any time or energy doing stuff where the why isn't going to serve you internally. And just to say that is kind of a trip, but I'm like, yeah, that's exactly where I am right now. And I'm like, wow, that's just so crazy that there is this, you know, higher self or this voice, and it's going, this is what we're doing, and I can trust it because I got here and I'm doing it and I'm, you know, I'm winning. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep listening to that voice. You know, I've tapped into that voice and I'm going to keep listening to that voice and I'm going to trust that voice. And, you know, this year, again, like 2020, there was not a plan. 2021 was not a plan. 2022 was not a plan. But fear of dentist, worry of Zen, hate of cold water, and the stressed out fear of heat was the last one. You know, this heat was coming and I was checking the weather and I was, oh, the heat's coming, it's gonna be next week and this coming weekend 3 days, and but the Sunday, and I was just like, wow, I'm like so focused on this that I knew I was kind of like dreading it. And I was like, well, you know, again, here's this story, you know, the heat is bad and it's going to be bad and it's just bad. And I was, you know, again, I was like the bath, cold, I'm getting in. All right, got out. Did that kill me? No, did not even harm me. Totally switched, totally changed. The bridge, the dentist. And just like the heat, I was walking outside. I was walking, you know, Zen, and I'd hit the sun and I'd stop. And I'm like, all right, I'm not, you know, catching on fire. You know, I'm not burning alive. I am completely okay. And, you know, I started taking Zen to the puppy park in the afternoon because it was just quieter, but it's obviously hotter. And I didn't care. I'm like, I'm going to go, you know, experiment. And the more I thought about how am I, the more I didn't care about how I was. And when I did, you know, sit with Zen, we sat in the shade. And, you know, it just seemed to be breeze. And I'm like, I'm completely fine. So it's like I just took out this other fear. And I'm like, I've been doing that all year. Like, like 2022 was me just completely changing my mind, my brain, and stopping the stories that were just running rampant in my mind. And so I was carrying all that. Oh, I hate cold water. Oh, I hate the hot weather. Oh, I hate the dentist. Oh, there's the bridge. Oh, what if something happens to Zan? And then, like I said, Scott one day said, hey, how are you? And I just pause for a second. And I'm like, man, it's amazing how well I'm doing. And I can say that because I'm like, you know, I'm kind of shocked in a way, but not, I kind of not, because it's, you know, 50 was, you know, better than 49. And 52 was the start of something special. And at 55, I felt like I had won. And from 55 to now, it's gotten better. I've gotten better at me. Being me is easier. And again, when things like money's like, oh, now I just... So this was the month, there was, you know, clients were traveling again, and they were out of town, and it's like a week, last week of the month, and I was like, you know, I don't think I'm going to have rent. And I'm like, whatever, I'll just dip into my little, you know, reserve, and that's whatever. And all of a sudden, it was 2 days before rent, and I had rent early. And I got my power bill for July, August, and September. And it's typically, I don't know, it would be like $40 or something like that or $60 for like 3 months during the year. And then here it is for, you know, the hot months, and it was like $240. And then I went and paid that, and it wasn't even the first. And again, I'm having these, and I wasn't like, I didn't go, oh, I just was like, yeah, that's what happens now. Like, I don't trip about money. I'm not really worried about money, but I'm not thinking about, you know, do I have everything allocated, and, you know, it was my future secure. None of that. I don't. I'm just today. I'm good for today. I'm solid for today. You know, paid rent early, paid a bill, you know, have food, have shelter. Like, I'm rocking. And then I said to Scott, I go, there's part of me that talks like that. And it's like, there's, you know, a little bit of that doubt. And it's like, well, I've just never heard anyone talk like that. I don't have a lot of reference. You know, I don't really speak to anybody. It's like, no, I'm good. I don't need anything. I'm just thankful for what I have. Like, I'm completely good. I'm not striving. I'm not working towards, like, I'm just focused on today. Day, and I know I can do today, and that, you know, therefore I'm thankful. I don't have that reference. So a large part of me is owning that, because I don't say things I don't feel. You know, I say that because I feel it. But there is that little bit of, like, really? Like, you're, you know, like, again, someone tell me what I'm doing wrong. You know, I don't see it. But if I'm worried, if I'm stressed, if I'm anxious, I can talk to a bunch of people that are like that. There's a million references of people I can think of that are overworked, overwhelmed, stressed, you know, not deeming themselves worthy, without clarity, without perspective, you know, all that. I mean, I have a ton of references for that path. I just personally, now there are amazing people walking amazing paths, but I'm just saying my personal, you know, contact with people, I've not ran into anyone. So it's not like this is just natural and easy for me, because Bob showed me, you know, I'm going through this and I'm just trusting in it because it keeps getting better. So I'm like, well, I got something to sell. And when I say that, I mean for free on the podcast, I can share my story. I'm doing this, it's getting better. And it's not about money, and it's not about people. It's about you being in charge of you, you deeming yourself worthy, you choosing your responses, you choosing to focus on today, be present, be thankful. Quiet that noise. Stop thoughts about yesterday. Stop thoughts about tomorrow. Sit in quiet. Reflect. Pause. And that's hard to do. I wrote this to a client. They said they were, you know, in a valley, but aware, like it was a, you know, like a kind of a funky moment, but they're like, no, this is what happens. There's peaks, there's valleys. I'm aware and it's cool. And I was like, there you go. You know how dope it is to sit in a valley? Most people run, get frustrated, get bummed out, be, you know, play the victim, whine, complain, or just run from it. But to just sit in it, be aware, don't judge, don't critique, hats off. I said, that's the person that I will respect and admire, is the person that's going to sit in that valley, sit in that uncomfortableness, because they know That's where the answers are. That's where they're going to gain value. So one of the things happening is in February, it'll be 10 years that I've been at this complex, apartment complex. And, you know, I said it for a while, you know, I healed here. And it became pretty cool. And obviously the better I became and, you know, having Zen, but, you know, there's 20 apartments. The manager has this little Yorkie that she's had for like 11 years. And then there's Zen. As far as tenants, there's no more dogs allowed, but I get Zen. No one's got a spot outside. I do. I have a spot outside to sit with my dog. And my dog sits out there whenever he wants for as long as he wants. So I have like this amazing, I don't know what to call it, opportunity. It's just, you know, this where I am. I just think it's, you know, magical what I have. And then I did this big search to like maybe move. And the more I did things, I thought, you know, if I had a gazillion dollars, I might make my another choice. But it just reinforced how good I have it. And there was a woman that was here for like 30 years. And she was like the only person that was ever here like that long ever. And she was a hoarder. And it was just a bad situation when she was moving out. Her apartment was just horrible. So Zorik's the owner, the landlord, and him and I have become really good friends, which is super cool. And I would, you know, chat with him and, you know, help him once in a while, or he'd say, hey, you know, we've got to do these things in the apartment. You want to just do yours? I'm like, yeah, I'll just do it. So we just, you know, he trusts me, and, you know, I did my little entryway, and, you know, he's like, I won't charge you. I won't increase your rent this year, which is kind of a big deal. So it wasn't the first year of COVID, the rent didn't go up. And the next year I did my entry and the rent didn't go up. And I wasn't really, you know, thinking about that, anything at all. But I said one day to Zorik, I said, you know, because he had a hernia operation coming up. I said, look, that apartment, when that lady moves out, it's going to be a lot of work. I just want to help you. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I go, Joan, just this, you know, thank you for, you know, being here. Thank you to you. I'm just going to help. I don't mind doing that stuff at all. You know, helping clean like that. You know, I don't know. There's something I actually like about doing it. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, yeah. And then I was telling the manager, I said, you know, when she moves out finally, I want to help. Why? I just want to say thank you. You know, I've helped you out. I'm helping Zorik, and, you know, just to say thank you. And I just want to do it. That's the kind of decision I made in my head. So all of a sudden we fast forward, and Zorik, my landlord, goes in for, I don't know if it was exactly for the operation or what it was, but it was about the hernia. And instead, they find out he has to have 4 stents put in his heart. Now, he had no symptoms, so he probably was just going to die one night because he had no symptoms. He wouldn't have said, hey, my heart, you know, go to the doctor. He's fine. But because he was in there for the hernia, they did whatever and checked whatever. And they're like, okay, wait a minute. So the hernia thing basically saved his life. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm definitely, you know, guy's got a hernia operation, 4 stents in his heart. He can't be, you know, won't be able to do anything. I'm definitely helping him now. So one day I just did a bunch of work over there, and then a couple weeks later, the manager here, she finally talked to Zorik. He was well enough to speak, and she started telling him all the stuff I did, and he was like all fired up and thankful because he didn't have to do it, and he didn't have to find anybody, he didn't have to pay anybody. So I saw him the other day, and we hugged, and he just looked good. He had quit smoking, and he actually, like, his head up, his face actually looked better than he'd ever looked, because he was just a hard-working, overstressed dude that smoked all the time. And, you know, but he had lost like 22 pounds. He's not a big dude, so he was pretty frail and pretty, you know, kind of fragile looking. But his face looked great. It was just kind of good to have this relationship where I cared about this guy and hugged him and we're talking about it. And he was all fired up on the apartment. He goes, well, just so you know, I didn't raise your rent again. And I'm like, hey, I really, really appreciate that. So I wasn't doing it for that to happen. But, you know, the complexes, mine and the one below it, are like the two biggest. The other ones are just slightly smaller. And The slightly smaller ones are going for like $400 more a month than I'm paying. So I probably couldn't even afford to live here if I moved out and moved back in again. And especially what they would charge for this one being a bigger one. So again, I just feel more thankful to have this place, more thankful my rent has gone up. And, you know, the landlord really digs me. And then he's like, hey, I give you $50 if you clean this thing up over here. And I'm like, yeah. And we didn't really talk a whole lot about it. But I was like afterwards going, he's never offered me a job. He's never offered me money. You know, he's obviously at a point where, you know, he can use some help and he trusts me. And I'm like, I got time. And it just kind of like happened. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, what a cool little thing, cool little story. And again, these are the moments that occupy my mind, fill my heart, fill my soul, and keep me moving forward and trusting what I trust in. So I had some really, really cool client moments lately. I was speaking with this woman and we had this huge breakthrough that was completely uncomfortable for her in the moment. And we understood it. And then we moved on and I realized that, you know, this was going to be like kind of a something that was going to affect her deeply because it was a big breakthrough. And, you know, it caused her to have, you know, dreams and different dreams and this and that. And I was just sitting there going, you know, this is some of the coolest stuff I've ever experienced. Like I was making suggestions that kind of led her to this kind of breakthrough and having her, you know, just thinking, oh, hey, I'm going to have you do this exercise. I want you to do this every morning or whatever it was. And then I've got this other client that's like completely transfixed. I mean, it wasn't that he was bad before, but it wasn't as good as is it now. He didn't have the clarity. He didn't have the perspective. And he's so much enjoying the pro you ride. You know, he just almost can't not text me midweek just to share good news. You wouldn't believe what I just did. You wouldn't believe what's going on now. Guess how, you know, these moments. And as me, again, I don't have a lot of clients. But they're just going like through these momentous changes. And it's huge, hugely rewarding. And I don't mention this fella a lot, but Sir Hardwick, Mr. Chris Hardwick. The reason I have this podcast, just wanted to say thank you, shout out to him. And we officially have been training for 17 years, which sounds pretty insane when I'm, you know, if you picture a kid, 17 years old, I'm like, I've been training Chris for 17 years. I mean, that's longer than I've done anything. That's longer than anyone else has, you know, been in my life. And he is in a wonderful place. And I'm so happy for him. Like, I always kind of joke around going, I always know you'd turn out like how you wanted to turn out. But I was kind of always hoping you'd turn out a little bit more how I wanted you to turn out. And I think he actually is turning out how I wanted him to turn out. And but he's just, like this past week, I said, you sounded better this week than you sounded, you know, the whole year. Because he was, you know, he had shin splints, tore his meniscus. He was traveling, you know, had a baby. You know, just a lot going on in the guy's life, which caused him to, you know, kind of be inconsistent with the workouts. And, you know, he's going through some, you know, some changes in life, but just so, he's just in such a great place right now. It fills my heart. So just a big thank you, shout out to Sir Hardwick for 17 years, man. So a couple things that I've been feeling better about, and again, this gets back to all the serving you stuff. I finally got food service. Trifecta is the one I picked. Had Factor once, didn't really like the food, did the Trifecta, worked out, it's going great. And, you know, it's like the one place where I'm spending money is on food, but I'm like, I want to spend that money on good food. And, you know, I'm kind of running around every day to get, you know, a meal or two, eat that, you know, whatever. I got to get food, you know, I eat it that day. So just, you know, after, you know, almost a decade of living here, you know, this, even if I go to four or five different places, it's like, okay, I'm getting tired of those. And it's like, this, I don't know. It was just, there was an extra effort thing going on. I thought, okay, this food thing I've never really thought of doing, because it's not like I'm on a diet, but I'm like, just to get good food cooked well, prepped well, and delivered here, and all I got to do is heat it up. And, you know, when I got the trifecta, I, you know, wasn't using the microwave. I was heating up in a pan. I'd get done, put in a plate, and I'm like, wow, this, like, looks really good. And then it's, like, you know, really different food, different flavors. There's just a different variety of, like, every night I'll get a different, you know, meal. And it's, like, you know, some aren't, like, oh, my favorite. But I'm, like, it's just, I'm not thinking. I'm not driving. I'm not spending time, energy, gas. You know, it's just, and so, if you're thinking about it at all, and again, my client was like, well, I just haven't decided. I go, just sign up for one. You can do it for a week and quit. It's not like you're locked into it for a contract or anything. But it was just one, I could just tell, like, oh, I'm so thankful. This makes it so much easier for me. And then my workouts, again, my workout, the definition of my workout has changed. It's a lot of stretching, a lot of more mobility stuff, but those workouts have become a little bit more consistent. So my body's feeling a little bit better. I remain crazy thankful, but I'm eating better. So that's got me feeling better. Eating better food, you know, that affects, you know, how you think. It affects your, you know, I think it affects everything. You know what I mean? So when you get all these things going for you, like I said, if you wake up in the morning, and there are three buttons to push, and each button made your day a little bit easier, would you push all three? Of course you would. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, I figured out this food thing. And to me, it was like a money thing, too. Like, here's kind of how much I'll spend. This is what I will spend. This is what I do spend. How do I? And I'm like, and it's like, the biggest thing I kind of spend on, but it's like, well, it's my food. It's my health. You know, you want to not work out, eat shitty, well, save that money for your hospital bills, for the doctor, for medicine, for all the shit that's going to come your way. You know, so again, it's how you think of things. And again, when you're the best you've ever been, you're going to put you first, because you know you had to put yourself first to get here. So how I got to 55, I continued. And here it is, 57 and more, and I'm better than I was at 55. Because it just keeps getting better, because I'm going to keep doing the things that got me here. But that 55, that version of me, I outgrew. You know what I mean? I'm better than that. So now I have even more clarity. I make even better decisions. You know, I'm channeling my, you know, energy and my time even more efficiently. And therefore, again, like when I, you know, said to Scott, like, how you doing, Tom? I'm like, you know, I'm, it's easy. It's pretty easy being me. So I wrote down, it's like a life hack. Like, I'm like, oh, cool. That food service, I get it. All right, cool. That, I'm like, there's my little thing. I'm like, but my, that works for me. That little life hack. And when you're working out, you get to a point, and I say this to my clients, like, how you feel. You're never like, you know, I'm going to not work out for 2 weeks and eat bad for 2 weeks. You never do that. Like, you're never going to go back. You just don't want to ever feel that way again. Like, you like the, oh, I feel good. I'm not going to feel that way again. I'm not going to make bad choices like that. Same thing mentally. When you get to a certain point, you're feeling good. You're like, okay, I'm going to continue to do what I do. You know, you're pretty compelled to stay where you are, to keep doing what you're doing, because you like the results. You're enjoying the fruit of your labor. Again, here, there it is. I wrote, the easiest it's ever been to be me. I have health. I have quiet. I have peace. I have zen, shelter, food, water, clothing. I am and forever will be thankful. That's what I'm selling. So this was a few days ago, but when I was, you know, talking about, hey, when I'm focused, when I'm in the moment, when I'm present, it's easy being me. But there's this you know, again, part of me going, yeah, but what's the reference? Who do you know that talks like that? You know, that pull, because everyone else that I've ever known is doing it differently. I'm doing it how I did it for 50, almost 50 years. And that's what I mean, that, like that little thing doesn't leave you. And so I wrote this. Isn't it enough? Isn't it enough that I'm the best I've ever been? That I do my best every day? That I'm not in my way as much as I used to be? That I'm better than I was yesterday? That I've achieved a level I never thought possible? That I'm at peace most of the time? That I'm content, truly? That I've quieted the noise? That I've identified the other voice between my ears? That I now control that same space between my ears? That I've survived it all? That I grew through it all? That I never quit? That I deemed myself worthy? That I'm thankful consistently? That I'm present, focused on today? That I don't focus, waste time, energy on yesterday or tomorrow? That I'm healthy? That I don't have many struggles? That I have Zen? That Zen is healthy? That I'm aware of this all? And, you know, journaling, writing, it's just awesome to get things out for your body, for your soul, for your mind, you know, because again, I feel great, but I write this down, not like, why don't I feel, it's like, no, I'm not saying that at all. These are facts. This is data. And with all that data, I'm still aware of that groove, because we're wired as humans to strive for more, get more, do more. Just how we're built. So we got to fight that. And again, so fight, that's a big word. You know, you got to fight that urge, fight those old urges, fight that old familiarity, fight that older version of you. And that's why it's hard. And how you fight that is by stopping, pausing, reflecting, taking time out, journaling, meditating, reflecting, asking why. And I have a ton of respect for people that do the work, because it's hard. It's not fun. But that's why you must deem yourself worthy, as I always say. And that's a dope thing. I started this podcast, you know, with the name of it, a few catchphrases, and, you know, they stand true today. You know, pro you, for you, by you, deem yourself worthy. You are worth it. I mean, that's, you know, that day one I was saying those things. And, you know, fast forward, here we are. Over 7 years later, 447 episodes in, saying the same thing. My message has not changed. I love that. I love that, because that I can sell. That has value. And it's a fact that I've gotten better based on that same principle. Anybody out there has any questions, comments, wants to consider training, or just chatting, just holler, give me a shout out, proupodcast@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. Other than that, I hope you are navigating your world to the best of your ability, and you're making pro you choices, because if you don't make them for you, no one will. And as I always close, you are worth it. and welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked you're here. Let us begin to control that which we can, which is great practice for life. Wink, wink. Seated, legs folded if we can, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over hips, navel tucked into your spine. We'll draw the inhale through the nose, allow the exhale out the mouth. We'll connect the mind and body by focusing on our breath, connecting the mind to the breath. We're going to slow that breath down, elongate it, control it, therefore staying focused, hopefully staying connected. We lose that connection, kindly, calmly ask whatever has entered the space between your ears to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. Bravo. You know, I didn't do great things to get here. I did little things, but I did them consistently. Just like that Pro You moment. 180 seconds. It's a little thing. But what happens in that span of time is on you, for you, by you, and done consistently. You'll feel the benefit, which if you have done the Pro You moments consistently, you will have felt the good from them. So once you can juggle two balls confidently, you'll add that third. It's inevitable. Once you get good at those three balls, you're going to feel good. You'll add a fourth. That's just like the Pro You journey. You start working on one area and you feel better. That'll give you strength, clarity, courage to work on another area. That will in turn give you strength, courage, wisdom, perspective. It continue to grow and become a better you. And again, like I said, my message starting the podcast is the same as it is now. It's just more profound, or just a bunch of different ways of saying it. But I was thankful, and I was going to do things that served my path, my growth. And here I am. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Peace. And God bless.